So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Multiple outlets, including the Star Tribune, have identified the ICE agent involved in the deadly shooting as Jonathan Ross. Federal officials describe Ross as an experienced officer. So the name of, obviously, Renee Good came out last night. She's the 37-year-old who was in the vehicle, who was shot and is dead. Now the agent who fired the shots has been identified as Jonathan Ross. One of the biggest stories today involving the shooting and the death of Renee Good is the decision, and I'll just read the quote here. The FBI informed the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension that the U.S. Attorney's Office had reversed course and the investigation would now be led solely by the FBI, the state's top investigative agency stated. Well, let's bring in a man who not once but twice led the U.S. Attorney's Office. Tom Heffelfinger on this show many times. Always great insight from Tom. Tom, on an extraordinarily busy 24 hours, thank you so much for your time. What is your reaction to this quote, which I'm going to give again so our audience gets it? I know you're aware. The FBI informed the BCA that the U.S. Attorney's Office had reversed course and the investigation would now solely be led by the FBI. What is your reaction to that?
I'm extraordinarily disappointed. I think this decision ultimately guarantees that there cannot be a fair and complete investigation of this shooting. As long as it's being conducted solely by the FBI, which takes direction from the president and from the Secretary of Homeland Security, both of whom have already expressed their opinion that this was a self-defense shooting. How does one then turn around and conduct a thorough investigation, which would involve a lot more than issues related to self-defense?
Yeah, I'll take it even further, Tom, and I think your words are very important for people to hear. This is the former U.S. attorney for this state two separate times. By the way, appointed by a Republican both times, if you're going to come at me in any way. And it shouldn't matter because he's highly, highly praised by the legal community and has been for decades. When Tom Heffelfinger is saying extraordinarily disappointing and questioning the independence, the vice president, Tom, just held a press conference for about 30 minutes where he was defending the ICE agent also. I don't fault a soul for having an opinion about this. Listen, I'm a talk show host. I talk to smart people like you to help form my opinion. But it's one thing for us to opine as opposed to allow an independent, bipartisan group. People feel that way mainly, although we just had Chris Maddow on, and he questioned how independent the BCA was in the Ryan Londrigan case. And Chris, as you know, is a highly praised attorney also. But to divorce the BCA from this investigation sure looks to me like the president or people close to the president know what the president wants, and we're just going to run it in-house and not allow the state where it took place to have any role whatsoever.
You're being you're being polite. I'll be less than polite.
Good.
This is a disgusting decision. It is a decision that makes me really upset. First of all, you got to recognize that yesterday, middle of the day, a decision was already made by the U.S. attorney and the FBI to work with the BCA in conducting this investigation. It was only later in the day that the United States attorney, Dan Rosen, he's the guy appointed by Trump. He's the guy who has the position that Andy Luger and I used to have.
Yep.
And he is the one who apparently directed the FBI not to work with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. That means that what happened between the middle of the day and late in the afternoon is that somebody in Washington, D.C., either in the White House, the Justice Department, Homeland Security, told Mr. Rosen, get the state agents out of your investigation. And it's not just state agents. You got to recognize that the BCA had assigned to this case what's called a forced investigation unit. This is a unit that was developed by Minnesota legislature in 2020 to investigate police shooting cases in order to get them conducted thoroughly, safely, and transparently. Well, they took the best people that the state of Minnesota has at the state or federal level, and they got them out of the investigation. Now, how in the name of heaven do you now conduct a thorough and safe and fair investigation when you basically put all of this in the hands of the Trump administration?
Well, I'll be less polite here. Donald Trump doesn't want an independent investigation. He does not want it. He doesn't want anything to jeopardize his ICE mission by his prime minister, Stephen Miller. They don't want any disruption. Let's also be not polite. The president, in his comments at Truth Social, clearly were a lie yesterday. Kristi Noem's comments when she offered up her initial statements, clearly a lie. She's lying about the weather. He's lying about what happened. If anybody is objective, who wants the pursuit of truth, and they think after the comments by the president, vice president, Department of Homeland Security, and then telling Dan Rosen what to do, you believe Santa Claus on January 8th is coming to your house tonight?
Well, I think you can talk to me all you want, and you know where my opinion is because I've just given it to you.
Yep.
But I would urge you to contact Dan and see if Dan will come on the show and talk to you about it.
Okay, we'll make that.
And we'll explain to you why he made the decision and who influenced that decision.
Okay, let me ask you this, because like you, Andy Luger is on this show frequently. And the last time we had Andy on, I asked him about Dan Rosen. And he said, look, our politics is different, but I think he's a very good attorney. How about you? What is your opinion of Dan Rosen as an attorney and as someone, whether he is up for this position?
I have never dealt with him, so I can't answer your question.
Okay.
Other than what I see publicly like this. So I'm not going to give a decision or an answer to your question. I think, however, that the real issue here is, and I can't get past the loss that Ms. Good's family has faced here. Yep. She's entitled, and her family is entitled, to a fair answer as to what happened. And when we see the videos are self-explanatory. There isn't a person in the state of Minnesota who hasn't seen those videos by now, and there isn't a person in the state of Minnesota who doesn't now have an opinion as to truly what happened yesterday. And we will never have an investigation that gets to the bottom of that with only federal investigators answering to Kristi Noem or the president the head of the FBI, for that matter.
And let's be honest, too. The president of the United States, by the way, let me just remind people, this is Tom Heffelfinger, two-time U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, just tremendous credibility, calling this decision to force the ICE, to force the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension here in Minnesota out of any investigation This is a disgusting decision. That's what Tom just told us minutes ago. Let's also point out this, too. The president directs the attorney general, Pam Bondi, what to do. How many times have we seen this, Tom, where any premise, and I get there are Republicans out there saying, now, wait a second. What about Eric Holder and Barack Obama? Or what about Joe Biden and Merrick Garland? Okay, and people are allowed to have their opinion. But Donald Trump doesn't even do it behind the scenes, Tom. He offers it up on Truth Social, and the next day something happens. He just believes the Department of Justice is his own law firm.
There's good evidence that what you said is true. But I'm going to tell you, on this case alone, which is the one that I'm worried about right now, there is the president of the United States yesterday afternoon expressed a personal opinion as to what happened at 34th in Portland. And he's now appointing, and that decision, quite frankly, that statement that he made was contrary to what everybody saw with their own two eyes. So we have a, I am concerned, and that's how we started this. And it's mm-hmm. probably the bottom line for what I can say today is
right.
I'm concerned that we cannot get a fair, transparent, open, and effective investigation done solely with federal law enforcement authorities involved.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Let me just get to two last points, and I'll let you go. When you, a man who has been involved in thousands of cases, when you consume the multiple videos you saw yesterday about what took place, what is your personal reaction?
Well, the videos make it quite clear what happened. I'll let other people put words to it. But what I saw yesterday was a woman who presented no threat to the agents on the street, and who was shot because she didn't get out of her car.
For folks who say, who are different from you and say, Tom, this is a federal agent, this is a federal case, and the federal government should handle it, what do you say to them?
That's not been the standard for how things get investigated in the state of Minnesota, either under my tour of duty or any other United States attorney that reported before me or after me. The absolute way in which we have investigations of major cases that are both state and federal in nature, including fraud cases, but also violent crime cases, is you do it by task force. This case, I was very comfortable with what the plan was yesterday afternoon early, when it was going to be conducted by the FBI and the BCA. And that was going to work well, because that would ensure that there would be competent people, that it was not political, that it was not being driven by people who were not at the scene. It would be driven by the facts. Now I can't say that.
Great as always, sir. I appreciate the direct answers. Enjoy your day, and we'll reach out soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
All right. So much for not discussing this first segment and playing the Nico Medved interview. The Nico Medved interview might turn into our Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon. Because yesterday morning, I talked to Nico for 11 minutes, and I thought he was great. Gophers just defeated Iowa. He was ebullient.
He was
providing answers. He was chuckling.
He loves your stuff. That's what I've heard.
I think he has no idea who I am, but he just did the interview. And
likely.
We were going to play yesterday. Well, then, obviously, we couldn't play yesterday. Then we're trying to figure out when we'd play it today. And, dang it. Now I just received news that our 135 guest may not be available, so now the Nico Medved interview may lift.
Could be the light of day.
Could be the light of day. But we have to react to this.
Yeah. That was strong.
I thought it was strong when he said, extraordinarily disappointing. Then I thought I was being fairly direct, and he said, get out of here with this politeness. Getting the BCA out of this investigation, this is a disgusting decision. This is two-time Republican appointee Tom Heffelfinger. I didn't just interview Ilhan Omar. Bernie Sanders wasn't on the line. And by the way, almost all the U.S. attorneys, by the way, almost all, they may be appointed by Republicans or Democrats, but almost all of them are universally respected. Our guy Lugar, I talked to a lot of lawyers. I'm looking for one who doesn't think Andy Lugar is a great attorney. I'm looking for the first person to tell me Tom Heffelfinger's not a great attorney. By the way, despite what Tim Walz says, Joe Thompson, great attorney. Dan Rosen, I'll just go by Andy Lugar. Andy Lugar said, politically we're different, but I think he's a very good attorney. Me, without knowing anything, do I think Dan Rosen made this decision? Hell no. Somebody from D.C. called him, tapped him on the shoulder, and said, Dan, don't let Minnesota involved. We want this run exactly how we're going to run it. And in fact, we're going to have the vice president come out for 30 minutes like he did and defend the agent. Now, somebody might come back and say, what about Jacob Fry? He was everywhere yesterday, including the opening press conference. Who cared? And he said, if they try to spin it, that's BS. And then Jacob's kind of playing both sides here. Okay. Because then in other interviews, he says, including with Jason, well, I don't want to prejudge the case. Hello. You can't say if they're trying self-defense, that's BS. And he didn't say BS. By the way, I heard him say the F word on about 30 different outlets last night. Okay, so if you think we're the only ones, we're not. And they kept repeating it over and over and over again last night. The world is different in electronics. It just is. And we need to adapt. If you're telling me 0 to 100, how independent do I think this investigation is going to be on the fact that a woman is gone? And 0 is there will be no independence at all? Or 100, it will be exactly what we want? I got it at about 2. Because I still believe there are high number of high quality FBI agents. But in the end, whether it's Pam Bondi, no, forget Pam Bondi, they're just going to do whatever Donald wants, whatever the dictator wants. This is his law firm, the DOJ. Tom Heffelfinger's right. This is a disgusting decision. Agree or disagree? Call away 651-461-9226.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.